I think we're feeling over this election, right? Can we vote already? I mean, what a way to take all the magic out of a possible first woman president. And maybe she won't win. Have to say that, right? And we must note that Hillary Clinton stands on the shoulders of Shirley Chisholm and 12 other women who have run for president of the United States. There was Victoria Woodhull. First of all, after moving from rural Ohio to New York, Woodhull announced her candidacy for president in a letter to the editor of the New York Herald in April of 1870, 50 years before women even gained the right to vote. Let's say she wasn't a centrist, a proponent of women's rights, labor reforms, and free love. Woodhull's campaign faced a chilly reception. Critics responded by calling her Mrs. Satan. And a feud with prominent Protestant minister Henry Ward Beecher, whom she accused of adultery to highlight sexual double standards of the time, landed her in jail just days before the election. The Woodhull story has opera written all over it, and conductor and composer Victoria Bond decided to create one. That's soprano Cheryl Hickman as Victoria Woodhull announcing her intention to run for president in Victoria Bond's Mrs. President. It's kind of a Joan of Arc story in the Big Apple without any burning stakes. Victoria Bond says the Woodhull stories got everything.
Well, she was a spiritualist, and she heard the voice of Demosthenes tell her to go to New York, meet Cornelius Vanderbilt, and find her way towards, I don't know if Demosthenes said the presidency. I wasn't there. But at any rate, it was word to go. And she did. She and her sister met Cornelius Vanderbilt. They set her up on Wall Street, and she made a lot of money. And that's what fueled her campaign.
As a stock trader.
Yes. And then she also started her own newspaper. They were the first to print the Communist Manifesto, so it was obviously a very liberal rag. And Frederick Douglass was her running mate. So in 1872, she declared herself candidate for president. And the
idea that Frederick Douglass would be her running mate gives an enormous amount of credibility to this race. I mean, Frederick Douglass was no slouch. I mean, he was a towering, you know, historical figure at the time. And so Victoria was onto something here.
Absolutely. And of course, neither of them could had the vote.
Right.
But, you know, what a bold move. You know, she knew, I believe she knew that she would never become president, but it gave her basically a platform on which to say her ideas about women's equality. At first, she was embraced by the suffragists because the right to vote was certainly part of that. But she went so far beyond that. She really wanted equal rights for women. And, of course, there were certain inflammatory words in her campaign for which the suffragists totally distanced themselves, the words free love, mm-hmm. which could easily be misconstrued and was misconstrued then as it would be now. But at the time, women had no independent rights. Even though they could divorce their husbands, they would not have the right to the children or the property, and they would be basically a pariah in society. So she called those kind of loveless relationships legalized prostitution, which, as you could imagine, is pretty inflammatory in itself.
So quite a platform, and certainly an arduous journey to possibly even make it to the White House, which she knew was unattainable. Does such an impossible journey make for a great opera or a great show?
Well, it does in that she got as far as she did to have an audience and to attract the attention of Henry Ward Beecher, who himself was, as you say, one of the most powerful people of his day. And the end of the opera really is, in a way, what the whole opera is about. She is in jail, having been jailed on election night. She is probably at the lowest point in her life. Her friends have abandoned her. Her husband has left her. Her financial empire is in complete ruin, something that would have felled even the most powerful person. And here she is. She says, I may not get there, but other people will come after me. They will pick up these ideas and they will carry them further. So here is somebody who had a vision that went beyond herself. And I find that in itself to be extremely inspiring and worthy of an opera.
What do audiences say about this show?
Oh, I've had very wonderful responses. I think that what music can bring to a story like this is the emotional underpinning. And even though the words are extremely important and they give you the context, it's really the music that carries the emotional punch of each of these characters.
And the show viscerally takes gender differences as a real theme of what her candidacy was about and the names that she was called and the success that she wanted and was denied her. And oddly, this campaign in 2016 is all about gender differences and the brutality of language used to describe them.
And isn't it interesting how it has brought so much misogyny in this country to the fore? We knew it was there and it was hiding in the shadows, but now it's right out there in the open.
Victoria Woodhull would recognize Donald Trump, I guess is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Well, Henry Ward Beecher had a lot of Donald Trump about him. He was a bully and he was used to getting his way and used to being able to overpower women. And I think when he comes up against Victoria Woodhull in a scene called Predators, where they meet for the first time, he assumes that he's going to be able to bludgeon her into submission. And she just says simply, "I know what your private life is about. The story is ready to print." Once he sees that his entire religious empire could come crumbling down with an expose like that. And so that kind of brings him to his knees, just temporarily.
Where do we go after this election? So many milestones, it seems, have been kind of crossed.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's so many other countries that have had a woman in a leadership position. Certainly England has had, you know, as prime minister and, you know, India. You look around the world and this is not such a big deal. I mean, it's happened already. And so I think it's about time. I think we're long overdue to have a woman in the White House. And I think it will make a lot of difference. I think there's a certain kind of humanity that a woman brings and a perspective to this position that we have not seen before. And I am celebrating.
Victoria Bond, thanks so much for being with us.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Victoria Bond is a composer and conductor, currently principal guest conductor of Chamber Opera Chicago, Mrs. President, an opera in two acts with music by Victoria Bond and libretto by Hilary Bell will be formed today in New York City's Opera Center.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.